Let Senator Michelle.
Okay. Okay, good afternoon. I'll call to meeting the State Government Budget Division for Monday, March 31st, 2008. Let the record reflect we have a quorum. We have one bill on our agenda. It's Senate File 2736. Senator Pappas.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman and members, and I'm very happy to be here with Senate File 2736 with Mr. Kajewski, the Legislative Affairs Director from MAPE. Just a little background. We're looking at about 30% of all state employees will becoming eligible for retirement in the next 3 years, and 50% of the remaining state workforce is eligible to retire in the following 5 years. State government salaries are currently capped at 95% of the governor's salary, while other political subdivisions are limited to a compensation package of 110% of the governor's salary. So what this bill does is it sets the salary limits of agency heads listed in 15A at the same level of compensation as those employed by political subdivisions of the state, such as city, county, town, metropolitan, regional agency. Because of these, the cap on the agency head salaries, the state is experiencing salary compression problems. Many of the state's upper-level managers and division directors are stuck at a wage right below the agency head with no opportunity to get any kind of increase. And given the state's need to recruit for managers and directors in the very near future, and even now in some areas, we need to relieve that compression, and the only way to do that is to raise the top salaries so that we can be competitive. I mean, even in a recession, when you think there people are going hungry for jobs, we're still finding that to be a problem. And Mr. Kajewski just told me as we were sitting here that, you know, the state's taking sometimes 8 to 10 weeks to fill positions, and sometimes they can't fill it. So we already are having problem. What else the bill does is it makes it a policy of the state of Minnesota to establish equitable compensation relationships across all job classes and requires the state to use their own recognized system for classification analysis, currently the Hay rating, to ensure compensation equity, which DOER has been using all along to evaluate state jobs. And the compensation equity would be implemented at 50% rate each for the next 2 years. This legislation, through proper compensation levels, will help retain knowledgeable workers past their eligible retirement age, save the state money on turnover, ease state recruitment struggles created by these large amounts of position vacancies, and benefit agencies by keeping the long-term knowledgeable employees longer to help train new employees. And the bill does not in any way take away the state's duty to uphold pay equity standards, as we always have. So
does that mean that basically we would not have any more caps for any other position? Would that be the net effect of the bill?
No, Mr. Chairman. I think the caps would be 110% of the gallery.
110, I see. Okay.
Is that correct?
Mr. Chair, members, Richard Kajewski, the Legislative Affairs Director with MAPE. The bill would, in a sense, change the salary cap to a compensation package equivalent to 110% of the governor's salary. That's already in statute currently.
Okay, and then, so, I don't know, Mr. Bonner or somebody, we've done this kind of in a piecemeal way to either waive the caps or raise them along the way. Does anybody know, have any idea of which ones we've already done them for? We did them for superintendents. We had the Zoo Board Director, I think, earlier this year with Senator Metzen's bill on the ratification. It's hard for me to remember which ones we've done and which ones maybe still out there. Does anybody have any recollection on anything? Nobody? Okay. Mr. Bonner, do you remember?
Well, Mr. Chairman, if you look at Section 2 of the bill, that subdivision is now being amended to basically include all of the, I guess I'd call them executive-level positions within the executive branch, all agency heads, commissioners, et cetera. I don't know that the list is entirely complete. I can't vouch for that. And then it's being linked to the local government compensation limit that is That is shown in Section 4 of the bill, basically on page 5. That's right. One other thing I'd point out there, it's 110% of the governor's salary with an inflation adjustment that's made annually linked to the Consumer Price Index. That's been made twice already. And there are other exceptions provided in law for certain other positions, but and again, it would be a compensation limit and not an automatic compensation package adjustment. Sure. Subject to approval.
Now, it seems to me that I think when this was first done, putting the tying people's salaries to the governor's salary was just so far ahead of everybody else's that it was just not even contemplated that anybody would catch up. And of course, the governor's salary has not gone up, but some of these others have, and we've had other demands. And I think one way to be, if we could just, if you want to keep the gap, I guess you could raise the governor's salary. Nothing says the governor has to accept the money. But if we don't do that, then, this is probably the other way, because, we clearly are having lots of demands to, review it, because too many positions are tied to it, which make it, I think, hard to recruit people. Any thoughts or questions on the bill? Senator Pappas, did you have anybody else who was here who wanted to be heard?
I don't think
on
so, Mr. Chairman. Maybe Mr. Kajewski might want to make a few more comments.
Mr. Kajewski, did you want to say anything further?
Thanks, Mr. Chair. This bill just really deals with what's become a big enough problem in the state to cause concern to nearly every state agency in one aspect or another. The governor did issue an executive order during the interim for state agencies to do workforce planning as a result of the aging workforce, and we really believe that this bill will allow agencies to keep employees longer by recognizing the state's own compensation determination system, as they do in most cases. And allow the state to recruit qualified applicants for positions that will otherwise become problematic to fill.
We also had Bob Haig. Was he here to testify too?
Mr. Chair, he is here if there's questions of him. Otherwise, he doesn't need to
go. Is there anybody else who's here who wants to be heard on Senate File 2736? Discussion. Senator Olson?
Mr. Chair, if I read this fiscal note correctly, is that $3.7 million impact then in 2011?
Well, I don't know. Mr. Lindeen, can you explain what the fiscal note tells us?
Yes, Mr. Chair. The fiscal note is showing the fiscal impacts of this bill in fiscal year 9, $968,000. And then reaching about $3.7 million by fiscal year 11. I think the one assumption, if you do look at note on page 4, the note that was prepared by Dewar, the first paragraph there says, the note assumes that the agencies are to absorb these costs. So it's not new dollars we're talking about appropriating here, but within their existing agency budgets.
Yeah, the Senate Finance Committee closed the door on the general fund last Friday. They'll still be processing bills that have fees or non-general fund issues, but as far as appropriating in new money, the Finance Committee is not going to have any new money to do that. So. Carol Sane.
Mr. Chair, then if it for 09, if it is approximately $1 million, would they have to lay staff off or other internal cuts to meet that?
I don't know, Senator Olson, because as you are aware, we and other budget divisions have made recommendations to make cuts in various agencies of 2%, 3%, 4%, somewhere in those ranges. So agencies are already going to be cutting. Whether they also have to make additional cuts to absorb this and take care of this, I don't know. Senator Pappas or Mr. Kajewski, do you have any thoughts on that?
Mr. Chair and Senator Olson, I guess I don't know that we can determine that at this time, to be precise, but my initial response is it does take 8 to 10 weeks for the average state vacancy to be filled at this time. It's a $5.5 billion cost biennium for staffing and benefits with salary savings. I think that, in my opinion, $1 million in the face of what's going to happen with state agencies and their turnover is not very much to be absorbed. And that's in response to what the chair had indicated, this bill was originally written for that to be absorbed, not for the cost to be picked up anywhere else.
Mr. Chairman.
Sir Pappas.
Just the reality, too, as more senior employees retire, they do bring someone in at a higher salary. But the idea is that there would be a chance for their salary to rise up as they're here over the years. Did I say higher? Lower.
Lower.
I'm sorry, I meant lower.
Tom, did you need anything further?
I'm sorry. Mr. Chairman, can you repeat that question? I was looking at something else here.
Oh, no. I was just doing, did you need additional time to look up something? No, there wasn't any question before.
Okay.
Okay. Anything further? Again, is there anybody else who wants to be heard on Senate File 2736?
I would.
Mr. Pappas?
Mr. Chairman, I'd move that Senate File 2736 be recommended to pass and referred to the full committee.
Sir Pappas moves that Senate File 2736, the first engrossment, be recommended to pass to the full Finance Committee. Discussion on that motion. Hearing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed, motion prevails. Thank you, Senator Pappas.
Thank you.
And I don't know that we have any other bills that are in the Finance Committee that we have to look at. Obviously, if they find any bills and send them to us, we don't have anything right now that's on our radar screen. So we may be done with this budget division for the year. So. See you out there. Meeting adjourned. Thank you.